This is five headcanons about the Rey and Finn and Poe get space married via space potatoes because Jakku, AU. Written by Suzuki Blue and read by Rena Jenkins,
Ethel,
Orzandopod,
Elaine of Shalott,
and Schmaler. 1. Rey wins Space Valentine's Day. Rey wins Space Valentine's Day by a mile. Finn and Poe weren't actually where they were competing, and really, they're the ones who get prizes out of this. But all the same.
2. Rey continues to think they got married through food. Finn continues to think they got married through paperwork. Poe continues to have no idea how they got married, but the other two seem really convinced, and the Resistance does too, so he's not going to question it. Everyone else continues to think they know what they're talking about. Poor precious space lambs.
3. Even once Finn and Poe are in the loop on the whole being married thing, they continue pretty much just hanging out in Poe's room, cutening up the place, and watching Hollowvoots together and cuddling. None of them feel any pressing need to get physical, though Rey started thinking about kissing a lot. They both look like they would be so nice to kiss. Probably she should wait until BB-8 isn't around, though. Which will happen eventually, she guesses? Maybe? Maybe they can work something out between them, her, and BB-8.
4. Also, though, now that Finn and Poe are in the loop, they both have both the knowledge and the power to do dumb romantic sweet things, too. Rey cannot even leave the room in the morning without getting a ration bar from each of them stuck in her pocket. Also, Poe cooks so many breakfasts, and Finn goes dumpster diving with her whenever she wants new parts to work with. There is a picnic once that ends in dumpster diving, and Rey is thrilled.
5. Rey, oh my god, the cafeteria is still not your wages. Please go get your paychecks out of your mailbox. I know you don't know what that is, but I assure you it is a thing.
The end.